All right, today it's just me talking about parents and community members. It's important to have them involved in your school, and so today I list my four common thoughts or misconceptions about why working with parents and community members is difficult, and then I give you my three ways that parents and community members will be very helpful to you.
You are listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, a podcast for educators, helping you help kids achieve their dreams. And now here's Steve with this week's show.
Yeah, as a high school principal, I had the good fortune of working with many different parents and community members. And you know, one of the things that comes to mind while talking about that is that sometimes I think we get the feeling that there's only going to be trouble depending on how much you bring in community members and parents. And it's the exact opposite of that. Basically, what I've discovered over the years is that, you know, you're going to have some who might create a challenge for you, but at the same time, you want that because I don't know if you've ever read the story of the Emperor's New Clothes, that type of thing. But, you know, the idea that you don't want people around you who won't tell you when things aren't going well. You don't want people around you who won't tell you what you need to hear. You want people around you who will challenge you to make sure you address what needs to be addressed or that you hear different ideas. And that's what parents and community members can do. And so today what I'm doing is just a brief introduction to some ideas about parents and community members. And it's, you know, as a school leader, we need to be open to bringing them into helping with what we're doing, especially if you're a change agent. If you're there to make change, if you're there to change the environment, whatever the change is, you know, parents and community members can be very, very helpful to you. Next week, you're going to hear from a parent community member who was instrumental in helping the school be successful, the kids be successful, the school teachers and administration, and especially me, be successful in the school and in the community. And he was our liaison. He helped us understand what was good and what wasn't good. You'll hear, he has no problem speaking his mind. You're going to hear him talk about that. The week after that, you're going to hear a principal talk, even though his whole talk is not around the concept of parents. We do get into the discussion of parents and community members and bringing them into the school. So you're going to be able in the next couple of weeks to hear some different some perspectives on parents and community members in the school. So today what I'd like to do is just like as a lead into that is I'd like to talk about this. You know, I have three ways that parents, community members can be very helpful to the principal. It doesn't matter what level you're at. And it doesn't matter what the school is, the demographics, the makeup of it, the, you know, the socioeconomics. I have these three ways that they, you know, parents and community members can definitely be helpful. But before I go there, I want to talk about my four common thoughts or misconceptions about parents and community members. And I think that's very important as a place to begin. So here we go. So these four misconceptions about parents and community members. Number one, that they have hidden agendas. You know, you might run into some who do. And you're going to discover that right away. And in which case, then you just need to have a frank discussion. And if they cannot see that we need to have common ground, then maybe they're not the ones that need to be involved so much in helping you or being part of your team. But most, if you have a conversation about it, they will agree that you have the same focus, which is we can work together to help the kids achieve their dreams. And so don't be afraid of hidden agendas. You just got to know who you're working with and what thoughts they have. And so what it does is it requires you to take time to talk and meet and get to know each other, laugh, eat together, you know, go to a game together, you know, and enjoy, and just get to know one another and as a group or as individuals so that what ends up happening is you start recognizing that you're both people, right? Very important, that connection, getting to know one another. All right, so if number one is the idea that everybody comes with a hidden agenda, because they don't, you might feel that way, they don't. You just have to have that discussion. Number two is, you know, they only want to write checks. They really don't want to be involved, or they're not interested. Well, that might be so for some parents, but for most, and community members the same way, they don't really want to write checks, And they really are interested. They just don't know how to get involved, and they really need the school to reach out to them. And that's difficult for us because we think we don't have time, or I don't have, you know, it's just going to take too much effort to do it. How do I do this? That type of thing. Well, it really just requires the commitment to say, I'm going to go out, talk to parents, and try and find some people who are willing to come to the table and help us do what we need to do. And the same thing with community members. You got to take the step and you got to just do it. And you really don't want to have the attitude of that, you know, they're not interested, but you also don't want to have the attitude that you want them to write a check, because that's not what you're trying to do. You know, it's nice to get the money, but you really want the idea in your head that they're going to be able to help me other ways. And if check writing happens in the end, well, that's good, but I really need their advice. I need their help, and that's what I'm seeking. So if two of my four common thoughts and misconceptions are, number one, they all come with hidden agendas. Number two, they only want to write checks. They're really not interested. Number three is, as a school leader, you got to want outside input, because some school leaders feel that that's a loss of control and they don't want to let go of that control. Well, that's not a good feeling right there. You've got to be willing to give up some of that, because you want to create a team. You want to create a focused team that understands that we've all got one thing in common, and that's what we want to see the kids do well. We want to see the kids achieve their dreams. And so the school leader has to be open to outside input and that loss of control there that comes with it. You know, the feeling that you've got to listen to somebody else's thoughts. That can be difficult for some people. So number one is, you know, thoughts and misconceptions about involving parents and community members is hidden agendas. Number two is only want to write checks. They're not really interested in helping. Number three is the school leader doesn't want to have any outside input, you know, just afraid of loss of control. Well, the fourth one is just simply, how do I do this? I don't know how to begin. I need some direction. How do I start reaching out to parents? How do I start reaching out to the community members? Well, what I've discovered is you kind of bring some people around the table, you brainstorm a little bit, and then you just do it. You come up with your way. You identify some people. You say, I'm going to start reaching out to people who I don't see at the table. Bring some parents in you always have parents who are right there at your door. Well, bring them in and say, we want to recruit more parents. Bring them in and say, let's take a look at the community members and the different organizations that are in our area, as well as industry, and let's figure out which ones we can reach out to first. And so let's come up with an agenda. Let's talk about things that we want to talk to them about so that they understand that we're not just there to say, hey, can you buy an ad in our yearbook? Does it make sense? So common thoughts or misconceptions about involving parents and involving community members tend to hang around these four items. Hidden agendas, they all have them. You know, that's the thought that they all have them. Well, that's not correct. Number two, only want to write check. They're not really interested. No, they just need to be invited, right? They have to have the school reach out to them. Many of them do because they don't know how to get involved. Number three, the school leader doesn't want outside input because they're afraid of they're losing control of their school. They don't have complete control. And number four, they don't know how to do it. They don't know where to start. They need some guidance. They need some direction. So if these are common thoughts and misconceptions, here are some ideas for using parents and community members in helping you achieve whatever change it is, whatever direction it is that you're going in the school as a school leader. So number one, parents and community members can be an incredible fountain of knowledge. So my number one out of my three ideas about this, of how to use parents and community members to help, none of which have to do with writing checks, is number one, they can come up with incredible ideas for helping you solve problems. Yeah. You can sit around the table and come up with some great ideas that maybe you've never even thought of before. So you brainstorm. You bring some donuts to the breakfast table. You bring some coffee and donuts, or you bring some soda and some sandwiches in an afternoon. And with some other leaders out of the building, you invite parents and community members to the table and you say, here are some of our challenges. And we're trying to come up with some ideas for solving these problems. What do you think? Well, there's number one. Number two way of reaching out to incorporating parents and community members is you'd be surprised how they can create connections for you with other people in the community or neighboring communities or the corporations, but helping you create connections. That just letting parents and community members in means that you probably now are going to have access to more. And not only that, if you're working together, they're going to help give you a better light in the community and within the parent group as a whole. So number one idea about this is ideas for solving problems. Number two, connections in the community. And number three, ways that parents and community members can help you is they can actually assist you in addressing major challenges. Because maybe you need extra people to help run a tutoring session. Maybe you need mentors in the building. Maybe you need, you know, just bodies to help you run an event or something. See, it doesn't always have to be about needing cash. I mean, I know cash is nice. I know checks are nice. But you don't want them to be afraid that the only thing you want is really just them to sit down with their checkbook and write that check or give you that cash. You know, you don't want them going, run away. Here comes Steve wanting more money. No, because they can be so helpful. And just to remind you, my three ideas about this. Number one, they can come up with many ways for solving problems. Make them part of the team. Bring them in. Here's our thoughts about some of the challenges we face. Let's brainstorm about how we can solve these problems. Number two, they can help you create further connections. Further connections. They're, just like social media, man. They can help you create those connections. And number three, they can help you with addressing major challenges, because not only can they help you come up with the ideas for solving the problems, they can help provide you some of the support, whether it's through actual people doing it or whether it's through simply, providing you additional types of resources that might help. And nowhere yet am I talking about writing a check or giving you money. So food for thought. Now, in the next couple of weeks, I hope you'll listen to some ideas from the next week. We'll have John Williams, who'll be talking as a parent about and community member, ideas about helping schools and working with schools. And then the week after that, we'll have Dr. Tommy Welch, who is Principal of the Year for the state of Georgia in 2016 and was a finalist for National Principal of the Year in 2017. And he has just incredible ideas and done incredible things in his school. And you will create an amazing team. And he has just incredible people who work for him. And you're going to hear some great ideas from him, as well as he's going to talk a little bit about parents and community members. So something to look forward to. Thanks for listening. Have an awesome day. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is a proud member of the Education Podcast Network. Podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators. The opinions expressed on Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 are those of the guests and hosts. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is intended to share ideas, advice, and suggestions for classroom teachers and school administrators. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is produced for educational purposes. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll share it with your friends. Take care.